Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa are back with the Survivor 42 bootless game, everybody's favorite game. We don't have a link yet for you to participate, so keep those thoughts in your brain. We're going to have them in about a week and have everybody start submitting. But here you can listen to ours, and then you can come back and visit, and we'll make sure to put the link on our Twitter and Instagram and everything fun like that when it becomes time. Last year's bootlist winner never collected their buff, so thank you for that. I just wasted $40. So if you want a Season 41 buff, and you win this year, you could still get a Season 41 buff because that person never came to collect.
I thought we were stealing those.
We could. Mm. That works
too. I could use another buff.
Yeah, but so intern is going to be going through and making the link for us. So we'll have that again. We'll have it for the prop bet by the time we get to that point. Alexa, did you put out when we're going to be podcasting? You did, right? On Instagram and all that fun stuff?
I did for tonight's podcast.
Did you give our schedule? I don't know.
Oh, I did not do the whole schedule yet. No, okay. I'm going to do that tomorrow.
So those will be coming up in a little bit. We're going to have a little break after this one, so you can all get your hunger in for the boot list and then have to just sit here and wait. Never really do well on these. I'm going to throw thinking to the wind and I'm just going to say, screw it. Let's just do it at random.
Let's just cast.
Let's just go. Like, let's just see what's going to happen here. Alexa kicked the shit out of me last year, pretty much in all of the games. I think I might've done okay. I think I might've done okay in the boot list one, but nothing to write home about. Not for nothing. Neither one of us has really done anything to write home about in recent years. So,
personally, yeah. Or professionally.
Personally or professionally or Survivor related. We're just kind of going through the motions. So with that being said, Alexa, I know we just did this about a week ago where we were talking about the actual new cast of this. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking about this group of people? And is there anybody who you're like, you know what? I have fallen in love with you over the last week. And I'm going to put you way higher than I ever thought I was. Or is there anybody here you're just like, yeah, this person stinks, even though I didn't necessarily think so a week ago?
Well, I think it's been really fun to see that, like, the Roxroy meme is like fully in swing. Like every single thing about him is extremely minimal. So I'm liking that he's living up to that. And as somebody who, like, you know, from just looking at a bio and watching a 30-second video, I'm on the Zach train. But the problem is people are so on his train that there are articles being written already comparing him to Todd and how, like, he's going to be the next winner. And I just feel like that is immediately setting this kid up for failure.
Man, I didn't know any of that stuff. That seems obnoxious.
This is somebody who has gone on our Instagram in the past couple days.
Wow.
And man, I feel and, like, he seems like a great dude, but, like, hot damn.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not buying it. This is the same thing as everybody thought JD was going to win because he was a big fan, all of that. Because
he loves us.
Because he loves us. I know everybody was like, wow, he must win because of how great Phil and Alexa are and our our perfect reputation that was tarnished this year. But yeah, I don't know. I'm not necessarily buying that we already know who the winner is. And if we do, then I'm going to start questioning why these people who are writing about this know so much about the season already.
Who wrote that? Why'd you write that? We'll see. Yeah. Wink, wink. Yeah. Do you have any opinions on this cast? As we all know, I am very unprepared for this cast, for this bootless game. And Phil has slaved over for the past couple nights.
Yeah. I just looked at them again for the first time in a while. I am not necessarily, I'm still like leaning strong on what I was leaning on the last time. Like I feel like no, my opinions on everybody hasn't changed over the course of a week. Pretty much if I said, like, I think you were going to be middle of the pack, I still kind of feel that way. There might be some people where I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to keep moving them up because I feel like it. But I don't know. I'm not feeling like strongly one way or the other necessarily about anybody, mm-hmm. to be completely honest. I didn't even listen to the videos. So I'm really working with just their pictures and stuff. I've gone really, really old school where pretty much treating this as I would treat it during a normal season where we weren't podcasting, which is I pay attention once March 9th hits.
Phil is going so old school that he is acting as if he does not have a computer.
I really am. I've been on Survivor Sucks for the last week. That's all I've been doing. I've been
reading. You guys heard of this site? It's called Survivor Sucks.
Yeah, it's friggin' awesome. People do like, what are those? Fan fiction. Yeah, it's sweet, bro. Anyway, I don't even feel strongly about who I'm going to put in last place. So, you know, we're just going to go through the motions here. Alexa, though, I'm going to let you start because you probably have better reasons than me. And because I just want to hear who you say so I can put them at number 16, just two spots ahead and not feel bad about it. Who you got?
And I got to give you a little bit of time to just familiarize yourself with the tribe.
I am currently trying to look up the cast all over again.
Yeah. okay. Yeah. I'll take a stab at going first. So, really, my 16, 17, 18, I'm not going to list them all out one by one, but I assume that we are not going to swap tribes again. So I am hedging my bets, and I am, for 16, 17, 18, I'm picking one person from each tribe. My choice for first boot, I apologize. I hate this until we hit like the merge. I have Swati as the first boot of this season. I think just from an age perspective, she's the youngest on this cast, youngest on her tribe. I know that Zach is 22, so obviously their age difference is not that major. But to me, that's like sophomore in college versus, I don't know if she's a sophomore, I'm just assuming, sophomore in college versus like entry-level career. I also think that Zach does seem to be just a bit more low-key and might be able to relate more to kind of the older members of the tribe. I think Swati is incredibly smart. I think she knows she's incredibly smart, but I do wonder if all of that is sort of going to bleed out in like too much excitement. And also just, I think her age is something that could be a factor for her.
I like that. That's a good thing.
Thank you.
And people who are coming in now, how do we submit ours? Intern is in the process of making the Google Doc. So we'll post something and we'll talk about it when we actually get to our other games and you can make sure you can get all yours in. We just don't have it yet. So it's going to be like,
even though he's our intern, he also has a full-time job,
which is total BS and he should get his priority straight. At number 18, I'm putting Alexa Pappas, also known as Chanel Howell.
What?
Yeah, you know why I'm doing it, right?
I hate that.
Why am I doing it?
Because it's me.
Because it's you. And what would Alexa do on Survivor? She would finish 18th.
She would blow it.
She would blow it. She'd take the one chance she had and she would blow it. So I'm going to put Chanel at number 18. Chanel, I apologize. It's not you. It's Alexa. That's it. That's where I'm going with this. I feel good about it. I'm feeling really strong about this decision. I don't see how it doesn't backfire. A young, fit, attractive woman playing Survivor. No way she goes further than 18th place. I feel great. So far, I'm perfect. I have 0 points in the bootless game.
Michelle Fitzgerald has proven this extremely wrong, but it was just off the rails. Yeah, I'm glad you did this, but you're going to love where I put Chanel. I mean, I think she's probably a lot smarter than me. She made it onto this cast and I didn't. So good for her. I hope you win because I want myself to win, but I also want Phil to lose this game immediately. My number 17, I switch over to.
Wait, I spelled here wrong. Hold on.
For those listening at home, Phil's putting a banner down here. You heard here first, 18th place, Chanel. That would be unbelievably funny.
That's where I'm just putting all my hot takes. I got to keep track of who I haven't used yet.
This is going to be one of the clips we post on Twitter later. Okay, for my second boot, I just spoke with a Canadian accent, and I'm going to continue that. Omar is going home in 17th place, the exotic animal vet slash caregiver. I think he knows the game really, really well, but he just, in everything that I'm reading, he is like, my biggest secret is I'm not going to tell people that I want to make big moves. Like I want to betray people. I want to do this. I want to do that. That is like a really kind of, to me, like very scary, mindset to have going into a game, and especially on a really small tribe. These tribes are starting out with six. I don't think there's going to be a swap. I just don't think that sets someone up for success. So unfortunately, 17th place.
We talked about Omar as could he possibly be like a bit too much for people? Maybe. Maybe. But I think he's on the strongest tribe in the game. I really do. I think that this
coming
tribe with both Lindsay and Jonathan is a very, very strong tribe. Mm-hmm. Perhaps they don't necessarily work well together, and maybe there's going to be some puzzle stuff going on here that's going to end up working in, against them. But I think this is a pretty strong tribe. So I won't go as far as to make a ridiculously bad decision like you just did, you know? So
ridiculously bad.
Here's what I'm going to do, and I'm only doing this because now it's like, you know what? I'll get rid of the Chanel thing so that people can know that we've moved on. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put Roxroy at number 17.
Wow.
And I'm going to break the hearts of millions. Yeah, I'm going to break the hearts of millions. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say, Roxroy, don't know you. We're not going to get to really know you either. Goes home, 17th place. Not feeling too good about Roxroy's chances. And if he does do well, I always say that I like this type of character. So then I'll just feel better. But yeah, going here at 17th. Where does Roxroy fit in on this tribe? I feel like he's going to be likable. I feel like he might get dragged around. This is a young tribe, though. And yeah. I do think where you had Swati going, this is a young tribe. This is a very, very young tribe. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to put Roxroy there and not feel bad about it.
Not feel bad about it. I have him a little higher, but yeah, I just don't. I don't know. I feel like he could be JP or he could be like a total blast. And we're just not going to know until we watch him.
Mm-hmm.
I have him at 15th place.
Wow.
So pretty close. So sort of not to jump too far ahead, but sort of just for a similar reason. I also don't kind of what I was docking Omar for potentially being too strategic. I think maybe Roxroy will take the opposite approach. And on the 42nd season of Survivor, people are going to want to be strategizing, but just at their own pace. And I think he might not hit their pace. So to go backwards, I have Roxroy at 15. I have Lydia at 16. I really like her. I think her Twitter name is absolutely hilarious. Phil definitely doesn't know because he hasn't logged on Twitter in 4 years.
Nope.
But I really like her. But I think similarly, she is probably just the one member of this tribe that I don't see as much of a relation to with like 2 to 3 other tribe members. And I think she's the youngest on her tribe. I'm making that assumption.
I think she's the youngest in the game, isn't she? Isn't she the youngest? No, she's 22. The youngest is Swati.
Yeah. And so that's sort of why I have her. I really like her. I think she's going to be a lot of fun, but I think early on people are going to be looking for commonalities and I don't immediately see that with her.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. I like that. I mean, I think she does live in Los Angeles, so I think you're wrong there.
Well, I think had a quick sidebar. I think Mr. Daniel Strunk just hopped in and said, he'd rather listen to this than work on a legal brief right now, which could be a backhanded compliment, but I'm really, really appreciative. Regards from New Haven. Well, hi from New York. It's Saturday night. Good luck on that legal brief. That sounds incredibly boring. I don't even know what that means.
I will say this. I think if that's the real Daniel, I appreciate it. And you just moved yourself up one or two spots. So congratulations for moving up in my boot list. And hopefully it ends up being real life for you. I'm going to go ahead and say in 16th place, I'm going to put Jenny Kim. I think Jenny can be really good. I feel like me and Jenny have a lot in common. I kind of like Jenny's whole, like, I know how to weld and I know how to do all this fun stuff. I just think she's on the weakest tribe. I think she's on the weakest tribe. I think that the guys could really team up there. I think she could get along with Mike. I don't really have a reason. I'm just putting her at 16th.
Well, at least you're honest.
At least I'm honest. I
get that. I have Jenny a good bit higher. But I get your reasoning, even though you just came up with her right now.
I mean, and the thing is too, like at this point, like with Survivor, is there really any reason to what happened at the beginning of last season? No, there's not.
Is there any
real reason to like what happened once the merge hit? No, like you can't even like think of the bootlists have just become such a crapshoot that you really are just you're just throwing darts. Because there's so much random that's going into a regular season of Survivor now that you have to take into account. So Jenny, I think Jenny could win this game. Like 100%, I think Jenny could win this game. I think Jenny could be a really good winner of this game. I also think Jenny could just be somebody who goes out early. Did anybody really think that JD and Brad were both going to be pre-merge last year?
Mm-hmm.
No. Especially JD Brad and Sarah, all from that tribe. Nobody was thinking that. Vochi, nobody was thinking that. Vochi got 16th. Jenny Kim can get 16th. So that's where I'm going there. Yeah, that's it. That's what I got. Adrian like Celeste, that. Just in case. Really, I think after reading articles, Jenny could be someone to strike with where no one saw coming. Here's her agreeing with you, Alexa. Oh
my God, yay. Yeah, and I think Jenny is someone who, like, I think people can just, like, assume, like, oh, she's the – she, thank you for being so so animated, Adrian.
And me.
I'll talk about Jenny when I get to her. Who's your 15? Because I already did mine.
Who is my 15? That's a great question.
I'm coming in hot on you.
Yeah, do you know what I know that I don't know is who is my number 15? Hold on, I got to cross off Jenny's name here on my on my handy-dandy notebook here. Look at this. Look at this little thing. This is where all the magic happens, kids.
Wow.
This is it. I can't even read it. I don't think anybody can read it. This is it. I am going to go ahead, and I'm going to go with Mariah. Mainly because I just destroyed her name the entire first time and people were spelling it wrong and all of that. But in all seriousness, when it comes to Mariah, I am struggling with her on that tribe. I do think, I mean, we talked about this, her and Omar and Marianne and Jackson could all team up and go against Jonathan and Lindsay, but Lindsay is from my neck of the woods and Jonathan and her are going to end up teaming up. Therefore, it has to be one of the other four who go home first from that tribe. And I'll go with Mariah. And that's it. I just think Mariah being one of the older people on that tribe is a disadvantage on a tribe that I think is going to be really strong. And when they do eventually lose, is going to be like looking to blame who is the person here. Like, who should we be blaming for this loss? I think she's an easy scapegoat. So that's why I have her at number 15. And I'm also trying to put more women in the pre-merge this season because there were so many men who went home in the pre-merge last season. Have we ever seen a season where more men than women went home in the pre-merge in back-to-back seasons? Has that ever happened? That's a good question. That somebody should do quick research on. Yes, somebody do quick research. Has there ever been back-to-back seasons in Survivor history where more women where more men went pre-merge than women? Has that ever happened in back-to-back seasons? Because I don't know if it has. And last season, the men got smoked early on in this game. So, yeah, that's just what I'm thinking.
Yeah. I actually have Mariah at number 14, so just one step above you. Kind of similarly, I think, like, I don't really see, like, a total, like, culture fit on the tribe, but I also am just really stuck on the fact that she thought Angelina made it to the end by flying under the radar. I don't know if I don't know if she's interpreting wrong or maybe she's not a huge fan, but I think if she wants to play like Tony and Angelina, they are the exceptions to the rule. So yes. I'm just nervous about how she would perform in that capacity.
I do agree. I totally forgot about that because I just did. But that's okay. Yeah, I just totally forgot. But I think that's a really good point. That is a really, really
thank
good
you.
Point.
Oh, thanks so much, Phil.
You're welcome. No, I liked it. I liked it. You know, whatever. I liked it. All right, let's go. So that's your 14. So let me go to my 14. Now we're getting a little too similar. I got to find people that like, no way Alexa would put this person this low.
No, you're just trying to game me.
I'm just trying to game you. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put, who do I want to put? See, I like everybody so much. I'm just falling in love all over again.
You're so unbiased.
I really am. I'm going to go ahead and I am going to put, do I really want to put three Vati people in my first five people out of the game? Green is a bad color right now on Survivor. I'm going to go with Marianne. I think Marianne's got no shot. This is sincere, Phil. If I was doing this more like thought out, I think I would have probably put Marianne at spot number 18. Mm-hmm. I really do. I think Marianne is in a lot of trouble on this season. I see her having a hard time fitting in on her tribe. I see her maybe having a hard time even if she makes a merge fitting in. I don't know. I just think that there's going to be something with Marianne. She seems, I mean, I feel like I liked her, but I don't know if this is the right season for her. I almost feel like she might've been a better fit for 41. So that's why I have Marianne here. At what is this? 14? Yeah. At 14.
Yeah. I have Marianne a bit higher. But I think she's someone who could do really well or really poorly. She's kind of similar to Swati, where I think there's just a lot of personality there. And sometimes that works out really well. And sometimes it doesn't.
She also said, like, just because I talk a lot doesn't mean I'm not listening. There's a good chance people are going to think you're not listening on on Survivor.
Yeah, very, very good point.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that the merge is at 13 because it's typically where that happens.
I think it's going to be the same thing as last year. If you want to do this, is going to be the bottle twist.
Oh God,
because that's where Sydney went, right? Sydney went at 13, or did Sydney go at 12?
Yeah, I guess I'm going to keep the person the same. I have Lindsay as our merge boot. I think that incorrect. I like your theory of she and Jonathan pairing up, but I think she has a really strong personality. I think she is loud and likes that, and I think it's a lot of fun. But to me, it feels very merge booty. So I have Lindsay at number 12, and not to jump too far ahead.
Lindsay at 12. I thought that was 13.
Excuse me, 13, and I have Jonathan at number 12. I think Jonathan is going to be a challenge beast. I think he's going to be incredibly useful around camp. And I think people are going to want to get rid of him really early.
Okay. Let me see here. So my 13, I'm going high. Don't really know why, but that's where I'm going with him. Number 13. Mm-hmm. It's tough because I just see the Green Tribe having the most difficulty. And if Daniel didn't pop into our chat, I probably would have put him by now. I just think that they're going to have a hard time. High could do really well. No doubt about it. But that tribe is the one that I see losing the most. I think Ika, because I have only put one of their people, will lose the most now. Mm-hmm. But I think that the Green Tribe is the one that's in the most trouble. I really do.
Yeah. I think where's the strength
coming from?
Vati? Is that the green one?
Vati is the green one, yes.
Yeah, Mike the firefighter. And obviously Chanel, she's probably the strongest woman to ever play Survivor. I don't know why you would assume. Yeah, anything else? Yeah,
of course you would think that. So I don't know. I think that's a tough. I don't know. I struggle with that trap. All right, let me go to 12.
Keep it going.
Here.
Yeah.
Yep. I have Omar at 12. So, Omar. I put him here mainly because I don't think he wins. I think he could go maybe as like high as like 6, but I don't see him going any higher than that.
Yeah.
And I also think he could be the first boot. So again, just ripping. Well, no, he's not on that trap. He's on Taku. So him mm-hmm. and he's not in Lindsay and Jonathan's plans. That's the problem.
Their master plans together.
Yes, exactly.
Do you want me to go to number 11 or do you want to do it?
You can go to 11.
So I have Tori at number 11. I think that Tori will be doing pretty fine there at the pre-merge. The problem is I look at her tribe and I don't really know like immediately who she would work closely with. And I think, I don't know, I kind of have just like a mid-merge kind of like writing on the wall for her. I don't have any major reason for that. I don't think she's somebody who is going to like bother anybody. But I think that people are going to look at her and be like, oh, well, she's likable. She's good at enough things that we'll need to get rid of her probably way too early.
Tori is the one who was the pageant person, right?
Yes, because she's on the train with Romeo.
Yes. Okay. Yep. Everybody is so wrong about her. Who's this? Corwin Green, I look forward to Phil somehow being wrong in Lindsay's first confessional about hating Jonathan's guts. Oh, this is going to be a Rodney Lindsay thing all over again. Rodney Lindsay 2.0. Without a doubt. So where am I going next? I have to go to number 11. So for number 11, I am going to go with, I'm going to go with Zach. I'm going to go with Zach.
Ouch.
There you go. Number 11. Mainly because
Todd Herzog.
I'm pretty sure Zach is a big fan of us. And JD got, 14th? So therefore, Zach, I have lost all faith in people who are fans of us. If Alexa and I have felt that we have grown stale and that Survivor has grown stale, that means you should stop listening to us and you've made a huge mistake. So that's why I'm putting Zach at number 11.
You never should have listened to us. Never. I assume you've listened. You've made no comments to make us believe that, but we're just so self-centered that we assume that anyone who potentially gives us an Instagram follow will.
There's
will
nothing
like us.
Self-centered about me at all.
My number 10, I go back to back with the pageant people. Romeo goes out 10th. I actually think Romeo is going to be in a great position to win. I think he's going to be like what they should have done with Ricard a few episodes prior. I think one person is just going to say, hey, he's really strategic. He's playing a great game. Let's get him out of the way now. They're going to get rid of him way too early, but I think that he is in I think he'll be in a pretty good position early on. And I really like him, so I hope I'm wrong about that.
Yeah, I have Romeo going further. I don't know where I have him going yet, but I'm but going further. But
further than done.
I do, but I actually really do like Romeo. I know he said he's like super competitive and all that stuff, which could end up hurting him. That tribe, another tribe where I'm not really necessarily seeing like super, super amounts of strength, but I think they have good survivor strength, which is why I still have a lot of them around. I am going to put Jackson at number 10. I think Jackson's going to have a pretty good edit. That's the one thing I will say. I think Jackson's going to have a pretty good edit, and then we'll see where it all goes from there. But I'm just really trying to get rid of this Taku tribe now that is down to just Jonathan and Lindsay, which is exactly how they wanted it. Just like Shan and was it Ricard? That's Jonathan and Lindsay. They're finally at the duo stage at final nine, which is exactly where you want to be.
He's holding up his tiny piece of paper.
My tiny piece of paper that is just scribbles at this point. So I am that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at right now.
Okay. I disagree, but I'm glad that we're not on the same page about it.
Yeah. I might be looking at what you got here and being like, maybe I should, you know where I'm going. Yeah.
You know where I'm putting everyone.
Top half.
I'm going to be honest. I have high at number nine. I don't have like a really great reasoning. I don't know. I think he definitely has what it takes to win. I think he also has like, I feel like he's very well spoken. I think he has a really great story. I think he's somebody who won't be able to hide that he's a fan of the game. And I think we were talking about this in our cast assessment about how nobody seems like a super, super loud super fan. I could see him maybe like potentially blowing his cover about like being a big fan. Mm-hmm. Again, nothing crazy. I think and hope I could be wrong, but I have him at number nine.
Okay. I like that. I am. I don't know if you're picking up on who I have left. I have Lydia.
I have absolutely no idea. Yeah. Can you walk through?
So I have Lydia, Daniel, Drea, Swati, Tori, Romeo, Lindsay, Jonathan, and Mike. So I'm essentially trying to create Mike's nightmare of kids who are just going to leave cereal boxes open. So I'm trying to figure out who the youngest people left are and keep them around with Mike. But in all seriousness, Daniel, if that was the real you, you bought yourself a bunch of spaces and now you go home at number nine.
I think it was him because he's, I don't know, someone named Daniel Strunk's been following us on all social media.
Okay, so that would make sense then. And that was long before Survivor, actually, before he actually went on Survivor. So that's all. But yeah, I have Daniel at number nine. Feeling pretty good about him making it halfway through the game and no further. So I still think if you're looking at my boot list, I still think I'm looking at like one or two points by this point.
I love how you just phrased that.
Yeah, so that's it. We're into the top eight. This is the spot where you make a really stupid move for no apparent reason, and then it backfires on you. So who's going to be that person for you, Alexa?
That's actually hilarious. I had Zach as like the
heartbreaker. Oh, no, I didn't even mean to do that to you, poor Zach.
I had Zach as like the heartbreaker boot, which I guess should have been seven because I know seven is the episode before the finale typically. But I think he's going to do well. I know I've both been gassing him up and punching him down at the same time in the past 27 minutes, but I think he's going to be a fan favorite. I think people are really going to like him considering that he hasn't even done anything and he's already being compared to Todd. But I think he seems smart. I think he seems self-deprecating enough where he doesn't need to be like the top dog and I think can kind of hide in like the second or third rotation in an alliance structure. But I don't think he's going to make it to the end, unfortunately.
Yeah. I like that.
Thank you, Phil, for your approval.
You know what? I need to approve so that I
can I hope he makes a really dumb move and blows it. And then you're right.
I mean, I have him at spot 11, you know, like it's kind of like what it is. I don't know. I mean, you know, just trying to get through. Okay. My number eight, this is like you said, the heartbreak boot, right? The heartbreaker. Who's going to be the one that you're gonna be really sad to see go? That means it's gotta be Jonathan or Lindsay. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put Swati here. I just can't. I can't break my own heart yet. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to put Swati. I really like, I know you put Swati at the bottom and you definitely put a little bit more thought into this than I did. I don't necessarily think she's as dead in the water as it might seem like she should be. So I'm feeling not too bad about her, honestly. I think that she's on a tribe where like, can she just fit in at all? Early on, and if she can make the merge, like, is she really going to be dangerous, or is she going to start to overplay And then that's what ends up screwing her over. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to put Swati there, and I'm going to feel really, 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 really good about it. Number eight, I'm at my final seven, and I love who they are.
I really hope Jonathan and Lindsay tie at the end.
That's what's happening.
That's where this is going.
Yeah.
I don't think you've said her yet. For my number seven, I have Drea. I think Drea is going to do a really great job of being, like, fantastic in challenges, but people are just going to assume that she's not a challenge beast because she's not as big as Jonathan. But I think that somebody might catch on to that, and I think she'll be confident. I think she'll be in a really good place, and then she'll get blindsided out.
Yeah, no, I still have not said Drea. I'm still cruising with Drea. I'm still feeling pretty good about Drea.
You're going to put her 2 points above me. I see this coming.
You see where I'm going with all of this. So at my number seven, I am going to put Romeo. Yeah, I got him there. I think finally this is the spot where Tori turns on him and says, I no longer need you. Every model needs a photographer, or whatever the hell Ace says. So photographer, he has such an accent. But yeah.
Such a weird accent.
Yes. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put, who did I just say? Romeo. Thank you. Romeo, you are in seventh and you cannot get any better than that. So congratulations on making it that far.
Phil, can you walk me through your finale episode?
Ooh, you want me to walk you through first?
No, you're okay. But no, who's there? Who's in it?
I have Lydia and Mike, the two that everybody would assume would come off of Vati. I have Lindsay and Jonathan, the two that everybody would assume would come off of Taku. And I have Drea and Tori, who have been buddies since the very beginning, a la Michelle and Sydney, that nobody just really realizes have been buddies since as early as they could.
Wow, you've put some thought into that.
Did I?
Well, I don't know, but somehow you picked two pairs from each tribe, which is actually really smart.
Thank you. I it's almost like I did that on purpose on my little handy dandy piece of paper.
Oh, so you just broke it out that way.
I did.
I looked at the cast broken out by tribes and then didn't write it down. So yeah, that's on me. My finale includes obviously Chanel, Marianne, Jackson, Mike, Daniel, and Jenny. So we both have Mike in the final six.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think that might be our only person in common. I believe so.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
I mean, if you really look at mine, like Lydia is the most obvious first three boot probably to ever play the game of Survivor. And I have her in the final six. So,
wow.
Like,
that's very dramatic.
I'm ready to go.
Okay. So my first boot of the finale is Marianne. I think that she is going to be a fan favorite. I think, but I do think going into the finale, people are not going to see her as the winner. I think she's going like kind of like the Allison situation where it's like, ugh, I know she's not going to win, but I really like her. I think she's going to be a lot. That could totally backfire. We could get like an Angelina situation with her, but I think that there's something endearing about her because she is on the younger side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I like that.
Thank you so much.
At number six, I'm also going to go with my younger side, and I am going to go with Lydia. Lydia finally hits the wall. We'll give the exact whatever Alexa just said. Take Marianne's name out and put Lydia's in. That's kind of why I liked it, because I kind of like that you were kind of saying the exact same thing that I was going to say, which is like, yeah, Lydia's going to go here. It's a good spot for Lydia to go home. It just kind of makes sense. Young. Everybody can't believe she made it this far. Everybody in the audience is like, oh, of course she's going to win. No way she loses to the bullies of Lindsay and Jonathan or that old man in Mike or Drea and Tori, who are the best duo ever. No way that happens. And then she loses and you and me are sitting here going, yeah, we told you so the entire time. So, yeah, that's it. Remember, Alexa, there's a good point here from Adrian Celeste. Also, isn't last year with last year's finale a final five? So this is probably going to be a final five finale. So
that is true.
She's the one who gets the cut right before the finale. And then we get going.
Okay, so they are the heartbreakers. So
they are the heartbreakers.
The two heartbreakers that we had, sucks to suck. You guys are going home 3 weeks early.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then in that case, also I think could be a fan favorite. You talked about Jackson getting a good edit. I have Jackson at number five. I think someone in the chat here was like, oh, I don't think he'll do well. He's too like too cuddly, too teddy bear-y. But I think that's a good thing. I don't necessarily think that's somebody who's going to win. But I think that's someone where Kara K probably isn't the best example here, but it's like, oh, we all really, really like her, but I don't necessarily know if they're going to win. I think with Jackson, I think the difference is I think Jackson might play a little more aggressively than that. But he's really selling the Like, I'm not intimidating. Don't look at me. I'm just like the teddy bear. I think that doesn't win. I think that gets fifth place.
I like that. I think Jackson, yeah, I have a weird feeling with you know who Jackson really reminds me of? This is really weird. And I that might impact why I put him where I did. Reminds me of Mike Snow from
Wowie.
Yeah, from what was that, 26? It was the second Caramel fan and... versus favorites. Kind of reminds me of that, where like seems like he's gonna be like a good player, but maybe never really get his footing. And then it's just gonna all crumble around him, not really because of his own fault. That's what I kind of feel like with that.
Okay. Wow. I don't think anybody's talked about Mike Snow on a podcast in
quite a while. Anybody in the chat have spoilers yet? Could you guys post them? I know we always say not to, but I'm just kidding. Please don't
Phil
post
needs
them.
A little help with his boot
I need
list.
Help with my final here because now I'm sitting here and I'm like, damn, how the hell did I end up with this final five? It's kind of like I was really drunk, I guess, for the first like 11 boots of this. And I was like, this seems like a great idea. And now I'm looking at this final five and I'm like, well, one of them needs to win. That's the biggest problem. All right. At number five, I'm going to put Tori. I'm going to say Tori goes home, and this is the point where everybody says, well, Dre is done. She has no chance. So Tori is number five for me. I like that she was in pageants. I like the religious thing. I like that her picture's in front of the Epcot ball. That's why I have her.
You put her high because she likes Disney.
She loves Disney.
Is it in front of the Epcot ball? Have we...
No, but that what enough? Otherwise it's a gigantic golf ball that's just really, really detailed. It has to be.
He loves golf.
To be in front of the Epcot ball. Like it has to be.
I think you're right. So who's your final four?
My final four is Mike, Drea, Lindsay, and Jonathan.
Duh. We both have Mike in our final four. Obviously. what other options could there be?
Duh.
Mike is also in my final four. I hope he's our winner for both.
Love that.
Okay. The final four fire making happens. Jeff is having a meltdown of excitement because the oldest man and the oldest woman on this season are duking it out. Mm. It's Jenny versus Mike. Everyone's favorite fire making combo. Mm. There's no cereal boxes to be seen. Jenny constructed the entire tribal council set and Mike beats her in fire making.
I love it. I love the firefighter wins at fire.
Whoa. Didn't plan that.
So Jenny goes home.
Jenny is number four. Mike, I don't tell you where Mike is.
Oh, man. We didn't even have the joke of you had Jackson at five. Like, you know, Jackson five.
Damn.
I know.
God,
we really.
And the firefighter won the fire. Man,
I'm telling you, Alexa, you have a hell of tonight. A story going on over here.
Thank you. Good thing I didn't think ahead.
All right. So here's mine. I have Mike and Drea team up at the end because they have no chance. So they make Lindsay and Jonathan. No, I'm just kidding. Mike gets fourth. Mike loses fire.
Wow. That's
he's
tough.
So
his firefighter whole life, loses fire.
His whole life was about putting fires out and he refuses to make one. He just sits down and says, not worth it. And he doesn't.
It's against his principle. He just doesn't even try.
Fourth place. That's it. Toast.
Why would I make a fire? I'm supposed to extinguish that.
That's it. Fourth place. I'm all about it. He's done. Wow. He refuses. He just gets up and walks out.
Well, in my situation, Mike wins, but then he is so upset with the fact that he created a fire that he absolutely blows his final tribal council speech. Zero vote finalist for Mike.
Wow.
Third place for Mike.
Wow. Okay. I really thought you were going with the win here for Mike. That's different.
Nope. Tried to swing it on you.
All right. Jonathan gets zero votes.
Yeah.
That's my zero vote finalist. He gets all the way to the end. He sits down. He starts talking about how he owns a beach rental company. Everybody's like, yeah, we know. He won't wear a shirt during Final Tribal. He hates wearing shirts. Everybody just really wants him to put a shirt on. He hates wearing it. He gets third.
He doesn't win because he doesn't get a shirt.
Because he won't
wear his shirt.
Look at that. I have my first and second place as a women.
I can't believe Jonathan, it wasn't Jonathan versus Lindsay, man. I'm very upset about that.
Jonathan and Lindsay are sitting next to each other. It's just Lindsay's like stealing his thunder nonstop.
Obviously, because she's wearing a shirt. Because
she's so much better at speaking and not angry at anybody out there.
So I'm between Chanel and Daniel, and this is very difficult.
Chanel?
Obviously, Chanel was my number one. But now Daniel has come in. I wrote this before he came. And he makes a good point. He is a lawyer, but Chanel is a recruiter. There is nobody who speaks better than recruiters.
As Alexa has proven this whole podcast.
Exactly. Yeah. If my blubbering for the past 38 minutes didn't convince you guys. I have Daniel barely losing to Chanel. I think Daniel's going to do, I won't talk about Chanel because obviously she's going to win and there's too many good things to say. I don't want to waste anyone's time here. I think Daniel is, people have been kind of low on him. I think you've been kind of low on him, Phil. One, the conspiracy theorist in me says that he has a pretty good internet presence. And I think that's somebody who isn't going to do horrendously poorly, but he just seems like super excited. I think he has like little kid energy, but will know how to play in a way that isn't too intimidating or isn't like overtly strategic. But that being said, he's going to lose to Chanel because she's awesome.
Yeah, it's almost like I knew you were going to put Chanel at one because you're that, was you're that easy. And that's why I put Chanel right at number 18. who's my robbed G Otis, Alexa? Who you got? Who you think my robbed G Otis? Well,
you have Lindsay and I completely
Andrea.
Forget. Lindsay's going to win because she's from New Jersey.
No, Lindsay should win, but then everybody is just so mad that her accent is thick and she's driving everybody crazy for no real reason. She didn't do anything wrong. She totally deserves to win. It's just like Stephanie LaGrossa should have beaten Danny Boatwright. Somebody actually corrected me on the last podcast saying Stephanie didn't win Guatemala. Danny did. And I was like, wow, that is news. I didn't know. But I got Lindsay losing by one vote to Drea because of bitter, bitter people who are just mad she was so good at the game of Survivor. Drea wins it. Lindsay gets second. And I mean, do I have a single point? I don't think so.
I love that Lindsay loses in this situation.
After the whole thing, Jonathan and Lindsay don't win.
After all that, I would love for you for Lindsay to win, but it sounds like in your fantasy world, she does not.
No, I'd rather, honestly, I think Drea is the most well-rounded person on this season. That's why I picked Drea to win. Drea was the only thing that was definitely going to be where they are.
Definitely like, going to happen.
I knew that I was always going to put her at number one. Everything else was just whatever.
Wow. If you're Drea and you're listening, you should be honored because you are the only person who's Phil has paid attention to in this cast
reveal. You are. That's it. But yeah, so that's what I have. I'm going to run back through mine because mine was all over. Chanel at 18, Roxroy at 17, Jenny at 16, Mariah at 15, the longer version of Mariah at 14, High at 13, 12 at Omar, 11 Zach, 10 Jackson, 9 Daniel, 8 Swati, 7 Romeo, 6 Lydia, 5 Tori, 4 Mike, 3 Jonathan, 2 Lindsay, 1 Drea, and yes, Marianne is the longer version. I can't wait until they're about to vote out either Mariah or Marianne, and they actually watch us write down M-A-R-Y, and then cut away. I can't
wait. My response to that is Pat Sox 1 saying, Phil Max is out at 10 points. No chance anyone else catches him without copying or cheating.
It's so true. That's so true. What do you have, Alex? Run through yours one more time. Do you have it, Tony?
I got to run through mine, even though I just closed it and I crossed them all out. So
I have it, so I can read it if you need me to.
Swati, 17, Omar, 16, Lydia, 15, Roxroy, 14, Mariah, 13, Lindsay, 12, Jonathan, 11, Tori, 10, Romeo, 9. I might need help on that one.
Hi.
8, Drea. Nope, 8, Zach, 7, Drea, 6, Marianne, 4, 5, Jackson, 4, Jenny, 3, Mike, 2, Daniel, 1, Chanel. Boom.
There you go. And if you would also like to own your own piece of the show, go to Survivor Special, patreon.com/Survivor Specialist. I'll be auctioning off this piece of paper.
For $100.
You can have it. Oh, no, it's auctioned. It's going to be a lot more. Starting bid is $100. So you can also own a piece of history. You can hang it on your wall. Your parents will be like, what the hell is that? Because I'm assuming nobody who's actually not living with their parents would buy such a thing. and that's it. So here we go. If you want this, become a patron, patreon.com/Survivor Specialist. McKenna Feeney's been doing way too much work for us, and Alexa and I are reaping the reward.
We have movie content coming from Phil and John. We have amazing race content. We have Pearl Island content. We have Australian Survivor content, like way more than Phil and I could ever have provided. So
yeah,
become a patron. Now is a great, great time. patreon.com/Survivor Specialist.
And if you're a $20 patron, you get to participate in the Power Rankings game. So.
Yeah, and you'll probably kick both of our butts.
Yes. In the power rankings, but not in this.
Oh, yes, that's correct. Yeah, not but also this. Probably this.
I cannot wait till Chanel just goes first. And
she goes home first, and then Lindsay goes home second.
I'm going to call you on the phone and just be like, hey, how'd Chanel do?
I didn't watch. Sorry.
That's it. How you doing, Alexa?
She's on the edge of extinction.
That's it.
The only time I'll be okay with it. As Phil mentioned, we are going to be taking a brief hiatus next week. So you are going to get double the evenings of content leading into the season 42 premiere on March 9th. So I'm going to see if I can do this off the top of my head. Wednesday, March 2nd. So 2 weeks from today, we are going to be doing our prop bet podcast. And then that I believe is going to be at 5:30 PM Eastern. And then the very next day, Thursday, March 3rd at 7 PM Eastern, we are going to be drafting our fantasy teams with a potential special guest.
There you go. Now, you know,
Heard it here first. Become a patron, follow us on social media and become a patron.
And become a patron.
Yep. Do it twice.